but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, except Liz. No, it doesn't say that, huh?
I'm claiming to the God's special possession.
So, kind of the bottom line of my message this morning, although we're not quite done yet, the bottom line of my message is, do you feel like you're a priest?
Yes.
Do you
yes.
recognize that you are a priest?
Yes.
Right? And you're called, just like all priests were called, to mediate. Okay? Well, your job is to mediate between the unsaved and our high priest, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We can all do that because there's all kinds of ways to mediate between two people. We are to work gently with those that have not accepted the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ or who have wandered away. We are to be gentle, not go beat them up because they didn't come to church or whatever else you might want to say to them. We are supposed to be gentle if we're going to be a priest, right? And what else does a priest do? He offers sacrifices. Now, don't go out and kill animals. That's not...
No.
But we can offer a sacrifice of praise. Did we do that this morning?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can offer a sacrifice of our time, right? We can offer a sacrifice of our finances and our giving, right? There are lots of things that we can offer as sacrifices for what God has done for each one of us in our life. So the title for this morning's message was Priesthood and the Curtain. Okay. So, you know, when Christ died on the cross, the curtain was torn from top to bottom, but it opened the door, if you will, for every one of us to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I thought you might be interested. The curtain was 60 feet long. This is only 50. It's 30 feet wide. We don't even come close to that. It's 4 inches thick. It was so big and massive that it took 300 priests to manipulate it, open, close it, whatever the case might be. So when you think about this curtain being torn from top to bottom, that was no small deal. That was harder than tipping over the tree in my yard and not... Pardon?
Not for the angels, it wasn't.
No, it was very easy, right? I think it could have been God said, and it happened. Right. But so when you think about it being torn, we need to recognize that this wasn't something that some person magically ran off and did. It just doesn't happen that way, not for something as big as this. So it's very apparent. More than that, actually, it is obvious that God wanted to open up his presence to each and every one of us. That's what he wanted to do. Otherwise, why would he have torn the curtain? He wanted us to experience his presence. He wanted us to know what he was like and how much he loved us. And so he tore that curtain down so that we could really deeply experience a relationship, not only with Christ, but with the Father himself. You see, that curtain was put in place as a symbol of the separation between God and sinful man. It was kind of a boundary, if you will, between God's pure holiness and the wickedness of mankind. You see, it was not possible to go beyond the curtain because of our sin. And that you can find that in Isaiah 59:2. It says, but your iniquities have made a separation. Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ that wipes out those iniquities, gets rid of them. Not just make them fade, it gets rid of them in their entirety. They're gone through the blood of Jesus Christ. And therefore, that curtain is gone forever, unless, right, we choose to put up a curtain. Do you think we ever do that? I was going to give you a couple of examples. Do you feel unworthy or incapable of being a priest? Yeah, I've been there. But the fact of the matter is, God wants us to experience His presence and His Shekinah glory. So I was reading, Marcy and I use a, it's kind of a Bible set, I guess, put out by Oswald Chambers. And he wrote something that kind of hit me right between the eyes. I don't know whether I have a spot up here or not, but I might have. He said, if God is all-powerful, and if He can change the lives of people, then why can't He give you the ability to be His priest? Do you question the ability of God to give you the gift of priesthood? Do you really do that? Do we trust God enough to make us His priest? And that kind of hit me right between the eyes and said, I guess I need to think about this some more. Because God is God, and He can do anything. And if He wants to make me a priest, He can do that. I may not think I'm worthy. You know what God says to that? Too bad. Because You are worthy. My Son made You worthy. We just need to believe that in the depths of our heart. Because God wants you to be His priest. So the bottom line kind of for this morning's message is, if you've ever put up a curtain between you and God for any reason whatsoever, right? Whether it's doubt, whatever the case might be, I'm telling you this morning, tear it down. You have the ability to do that because you put the curtain up, not God. He did not put a curtain between you and Him. You may have, but it's your responsibility to take it down. And in doing that, right, what He really wants is for you to tear down that curtain and enjoy living in His presence and exercising the rights and the duties of being a priest for Him. I just want to emphasize this morning, you are worthy. You are capable because you are a child of God. And may we all recognize that when we leave here, right, we're going to leave here this morning as a priest, every one of us, right? And as a priest, we can mentor others to, or be a mediator for others, right? We can offer our praise and our time for the building of God's kingdom, right? And we can find all kinds of ways to serve our Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for revealing to us so long ago, even the days of Melchizedek, the tremendous gift of having a high priest of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who is always there, Lord, to minister to us, to be a mediator, to stand with us before the throne, before Your throne. And Lord, we thank You for His sacrifice and for the fact that the curtain was torn down, that we might experience in our daily lives as we live here on this earth, that we may experience being in Your presence, Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to guide and direct us, and to fill us to overflowing with your love and your grace and your mercy. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Spectacular. Amen.